Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
What a great show today. You'll get to hear an interview with Ronnie Dunn, which I especially loved. Very happy with it. Hang out. You'll be able to check it out. Amy's got a new podcast up. It's her Four Things with Amy Brown. Tell me what this podcast is all about, Amy.
So I have Kelly Levesque on, and she's a celebrity nutritionist, and she does all four things with me. So each thing we kind of tackle different things. She has her whole plan, coincidentally, is called the Fab Four, and she thinks there's four different foods that people should have in every meal that's going to keep, you know, you feeling satisfied and not as hungry and not spike your insulin and all the things. And it's, she's very sciencey, so it's cool to have that backing, but she also explains it in a way that you understand, and she's just super cool. So it was so fun.
But what are the four things that you guys talk about?
Well, some of it, like a lot of times when I have a guest on, we talk gratitude. So you kind of get to know her and you talk about, she shares the thing she's grateful for. Another thing we talk about is one time I went on a trip with her and my sister, my friend Mary, and we didn't eat for 4 days.
I saw your Instagram about that. You guys didn't eat for 4 days?
Why?
No food for 4 days. And I didn't really talk about it at the time because it seemed...
we would have made fun of you.
Yeah. I know.
Like we're about to do right now.
It was a couple of years ago and I really didn't talk about it because I didn't know how anybody receive it and I wasn't doing it for anybody else except for myself and for wellness. It's not about weight loss or anything like that at all. It's about cell turnover and how fasting can be really good. And I think sometimes, and something I don't share with y'all a lot, is I have this deep fear of that I'm going to get cancer because both of my mom had it and passed away. My dad had it and he's doing better. But a lot of that has to do with inflammation in your cells. And I think I was at a time where I was like, I'll try anything to kind of just do anything that's good for my body. And she suggested that we go do it. And we did. And I think on day three, my sister ended up having to have bone broth because she started to like throw up because her liver was detoxing so bad it made her sick. But that's why we did it under the supervision of Kelly, because she was there to kind of help us through it.
Doctor?
But,
and she wasn't eating either, right?
She what?
She wasn't eating?
No, she stuck with this.
Oh, boy.
So she had done it before. So she works with Jessica Alba, Chelsea Handler. Like, we became friends with her. And she had recently done this, I guess, with Chelsea Handler. And she suggested it to us as like, hey, let's go do it. It'd be a fun girls trip. I just took Chelsea.
That's like the least fun trip I've ever. Guys, we're going to go on a really fun trip where we're not going to eat.
Yeah, I'm out.
Get this.
Basically 100 hours.
We hiked every day and worked out. It's crazy that you actually have energy with no food. But we drank tons of water. And, you know, it just goes to show you can go weeks without food, but you can only go 3 to 5 days without water. So we were hydrating, obviously, and taking care of ourselves, and she was monitoring everything. But on day three, I couldn't believe I was working out and I had energy.
Well, check out the podcast. You can check out the podcast.
This is just listening to it right now.
Yeah. You can check it out. It's called Four Things with Amy Brown. And they talk about this. I have a friend that a girl at her work did a 21-day
fast.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, don't be surprised.
But that means she eats something,
no,
right? But
nothing.
Nothing, zero?
Just drink water.
Zip.
For 21 days.
And she didn't
what?
Die?
Mm-hmm, didn't die. They said her skin started to sag a little bit. I think at day 20, she gave in. She was doing a 21-day, but she made it 20 days.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
I do like 8 hours. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
For sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need a protein bar.
If I don't eat breakfast at the right time, I'm like, oh, dear God. So, okay.
You could do it.
Check out that podcast.
We talk about more than
here?
That, by the way, but yeah.
Yeah, they talk about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't eat for 4 freaking days.
That's crazy.
I saw that on her Instagram, and I was like, what nutty stuff is she getting into now?
It's like a fun trip.
No, Bobby, I'm telling you, I did that a long time ago. I just never wanted to talk about it because it wasn't...
Because of this? Because we're going to be like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and we're still
but
that way.
I'm actually proud of myself for doing it. It was almost like an accomplishment. At the end of it, you feel like sort of emotional, like you want to cry, and then you dream about food.
Did you have to? I'm going down the rabbit hole with Amy, and I'm trying not to, but okay, let's do it. Did you have to like eat like small nuts to get yourself back? Did you have to like squirrel it up?
I started back with smoothies.
Because I would be like, I didn't eat for 4 days. Chicken fried steak, please. Yeah.
Hungry. That would totally defeat all the cell turnover we just did.
Cell turnover. That could be like snake oil, man. You don't even really know that's happening.
I don't even know what that means.
No, there's well, listen, people smarter than me and scientists and stuff that actually study biology and the body and the way that it works and
but like
inflammation
if you
and
went
disease.
To a normal doctor, would they go, you should, yeah, the cell turnover, that'd really work for you. Or is this some kind of spacey-wacey stuff that you do that most people don't believe in, but you found like one blog?
No.
I'm saying this in a very loving way, by the way.
Yeah.
I know that you are, and I know that I'm 100% guilty of that, but that is not Kelly's MO. That is not her. That's not her style. And I would say that doctors and medicine and science would back up what we were doing, what the goal was. It wasn't, no. I know what you're saying, because yes.
Because Amy, once I was sitting next to Amy, mm-hmm. we were talking about stuff. She pulled up her Instagram account. She was like, oh, there's a story about Instagram influencers and how you shouldn't believe them because they're not right most of the time. And then like she was like, oh, this one I follow and really believe in is not right. How about that? And I'm like, oh.
That was quick.
Yeah, so. No. It's not like that, I promise. And hopefully if you listen to the episode, you'll like all the things that she has to share. You know, you never know. Okay. It may resonate with somebody.
You may. Let me give an update real quick on a lot of people are texting in and asking about a dog update because my dog came back. He's super sick. He was super sick. He came back. He had a great week of training, and he was sick, and he was throwing up everywhere, and I think it was just from him being around other dogs. Probably. He's probably like 40% better. He's on like dog antibiotics. I'm doing this fasting thing with him. I'm not letting him eat for 4 days. I'm trying to get some dog cell turnover.
Oh, yeah.
And see if he gets a little healthier. So I heard it. I got it from a podcast I listened to called Four Things Amy Brown.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But he's he is a little bit better. He still got the thing in his eye, which he has a cherry in his eye. It's kind of growing a little bit. But the doctor, the vet says, just let the other one grow and they'll cut them both out at the same time. So if you see him in a picture of mine, you're like, what's up with his eye? That's the deal. His urethra is starting to pop a little bit. He's got everything going wrong. His ding-dong, his eyes,
really?
His congestion.
Oh, man.
But he's going to be all right. He's getting a little better.
Well, I saw him a few days ago, and I had sandals on. He didn't bite my feet, so that's pretty good.
He was tired and sick a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Chewing a little bit.
He's
not
chewing?
As much as he was, okay. though. So that's the dog update. We'll do a Flashback Friday since it's Friday. Here, Raimundo, hit me with that.
Flashback Friday!
The year is 2009. Let's flashback to 2009. Amy, what were you doing in 2009?
Oh, man. Was I living in North Carolina at that point? Yeah.
You were still doing the show.
I was doing the show from my house in North Carolina because my husband was stationed at Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Me, I was in Austin doing this, mm-hmm. and Amy was in North Carolina. And I demanded she have a studio built for her because my contract was coming up. And I was like, I will not do the show without Amy.
Yeah.
And they built our freaking studio. And I was like, wow, I can't believe they did that. It was an amazing time. The biggest country song was Big Green Tractor from Jason Aldean.
Another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go
the biggest pop song was I Got a Feeling. This was such a jam when it came
out.
Such a jam. And then the biggest thing in pop culture, Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift at the VMAs. Here's a clip.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
That was a big deal.
They just had
a recent story come out where like Beyonce was backstage crying, and it was a whole thing. That's crazy.
Why was she crying over that?
Because she didn't want it. It was embarrassing for her.
Oh.
That was 2009. That's Flashback Friday. There you go. Thank you.
Flashback Friday.
We'll get going with today's show. Here is Friday's show. Hope you like it. The Ronnie Dunn interview is good. Hope you have a good weekend. Be sure to eat.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you hear on some of these nutty shows.
Just eat your food.
Eat your food. Eat your vegetables. Food groups. Right, Amy?
Yes. If you listen to the rest of the podcast, you do learn from her how important food is and the Fab Four foods that she loves. Mm-hmm. It's not just four foods only, but four categories.
Do you want to hear them? They scoured our audio archive and they found a clip of me saying Bobby Bones, like Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Because I don't say it often. I think this was hard to find, but they did find one. Do we have the Carrie version of her saying it again? Here's Carrie doing it.
I'm Carrie Underwood filling in for Bobby Bones this weekend. I feel like I should read his name like he says it. Bobby Bones.
Okay, that's how she said it. Okay. And then here's me saying Bobby, apparently. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Just want to take a minute to say thank you for listening to our show.
That says Bobby Bones. For some reason, I'm like Bobby Bones. Hit my thing again.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Just want to take a minute to say thank you for...
This is even different than she's doing. I'd say it like nine
Bobby
ways.
Bobby Bones. But I don't even feel like you normally say it that way. However you're saying it in that clip, you don't say.
I think I was drunk. I hadn't had food in a few days. I was trying to get my cells turned over. And then...
Okay, hater.
What's up?
But please. You're...
Do you think Amy, let me ask you this. If I didn't eat for 4 days, do you think my forehead would grow back and be young again?
I'm not even talking to you right now.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I know that I probably have to because it's my job and I'm supposed to, but I don't even want to engage in such talk.
Okay. Well.
But maybe.
Maybe. I like my cells on my forehead to turn over. Then to be young again.
I mean, I thought we could at least go a week without you trying to bring up that Botox.
It didn't happen.
I'm holding on to it in my heart. Okay, here's today's show. Here you go, everybody.
Hope it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
And welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I got a text from someone about Raymundo, who does our audio, who sits in the glass room and edits. Says... Show Raymundo some love. Add his Instagram name to your cast list that you put up on the screen as a filler during the visual part of the show. So who can I talk to about that here?
Our National Graphics team.
Okay.
I didn't put those together.
Raymundo, did you feel left out?
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and I see that I'm not on there, but I'm not in the studio, so I kind of get that. I mean, who are we going to put? We're going to put Hillary's on there, too, put the new phone screener girl. I know, but I mean, then you'd put everybody. Put the podcast guys on there, too.
Why are you talking? Okay, he doesn't want it.
Hey,
I'm just saying,
yes.
I don't get butthurt about the weirdest things like that. I appreciate the support, but technically, I'm not in that studio world. Leave me off of it. I'm back here balling out. I mean, I'm not looking at a screen name on a screen.
So you don't want to be on our list of Instagram handles?
When it was on there, it did look a little corny, Sizzin Raymundo, because my whole name is a joke. Y'all's is very professional looking. But sure, put it on if you really want it. I love the support, though.
He switched on us. Okay. We'll put it up if you don't mind sending a note.
Yes.
Yeah!
Got to get Raymundo.
Now he's happy.
Now he's excited.
Well, yesterday was his birthday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Big Raymundo. Look at you.
34 years old.
Look at this guy over here. Are you good, though?
Oh, very good.
All right. Why don't we talk to Kathy in Virginia, who is up with us. Kathy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
What would you like to say?
I just want to tell you guys how much I appreciate you. I've had some health issues, cancer, and then had a leg amputation and over the last couple of years. And, oh, my gosh, you guys have just made my day every morning and helped me get going. So, and I just pulled into work, an hour and a half to work this morning. So thank you so much.
Come on. Look at this positivity here. That's awesome, Kathy. Well, thank you very much for calling us. And I can hear the smile through the phone.
Thank you.
Well, have a great day. Thanks for listening in Virginia.
Thanks, you guys too.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
With some major drama with Amy yesterday. We'll talk about that in just 1 second. In this segment, some major drama on Amy's flight. I always wanted to be a part of one of these things. So hold on. We'll get to that in this segment. By the way, our draft yesterday was first dance at wedding. And the winner again is Raymundo. He won two in a row.
No way.
He's won two in a row. He dominated.
Great job, Ray. Great job.
Thank you.
Wasn't even close. I finished last, which we could tell that as soon as the show was over. But so I'll be sitting out Tuesday. Raymundo, you got another win?
Yeah, here we go, baby. Let's go for the three-peat.
Easy, buddy.
On Tuesday, we're doing famous duos.
Okay.
So famous duos on Tuesday. I'll be hopping out of this one. If you finish last, you're out of the draft.
I already got my number one pick.
Who has the number one pick?
I do.
Lunchbox S. Okay. So that'll be on Tuesday. Okay, Amy, how was the Trisha Yearwood show last night?
It was amazing. She's just so great. Like, everything about her is so awesome. She makes it so easy, so that was a lot of fun. And then after we're done, we're just backstage talking, and she's so normal. I'm like, well, I'm going to go, you know, do this and that. She's like, well, I'm about to go to Target to buy my album. I'm like, what? Can you imagine the people at Target, like, that saw her last night just there buying her album?
I bet in Los Angeles,
yeah,
there's so many celebrities.
Brad Pitt probably buying his movie.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's like getting Metamucil.
Yeah.
Like Angelina.
Good point.
So, but that's cool. But
I know.
I watched some of your deal last night. I put it on my Insta story. I thought you did great. You're great. You're great at that stuff.
Oh, well, thank you.
You should do all of them that I don't. You should do all of them.
What?
No. Yeah.
Okay, stop.
So tell everybody what happened on your flight.
Okay, so I was flying to LA, obviously, to do the Trisha thing, and a girl in the row next to me had her credit card out to buy Wi-Fi. And the girl next to her, like, had her phone out and snapped a picture. Now,
I don't know.
But then an altercation ensued.
Wait, the girl with the credit card thinks that the girl next to her took a picture of her credit card.
All I hear is, did you just take a picture of my credit card?
Whoa.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. Because, you know, you're in these close quarters, and I don't even really think about it. Sometimes I have to bust out my credit card on flights to buy Wi-Fi. And, yeah, my card is just literally sitting right there next to some stranger. They could get all my info if they wanted to. So she did snap a pic, and she did snap a pic of her card. But
wait, how do they know? How do you know? Did they get her
because
phone?
Because the girl admitted. She said, I did take a picture of your card because the other girl was not going to let down. It was almost like, I'm about to ring the flight attendant call button, and we're going to look at the pictures on your phone. And
you would have never gotten the phone if it were me.
Nah.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the girl, that's why I believe why the girl did it. Here's what she said. The girl had this special credit card that she had heard about before. I don't know the name of it, but it's one that has great points or miles or a system, you know? And she couldn't remember the name of the card. Like, let's just say it's Capital One or Spark or I don't know. And she's like, you had the credit card and I want to remember to sign up for that card. Ooh. So I was taking a picture to remind myself to get that card.
Do you believe her? Does she look sketchy? Huh?
You know, I don't.
Amy,
I don't
you were
know.
There. You saw the whole thing go down. Do you believe the girl?
Here's why I believe the girl is because she could have just said, no, you can't see my phone because she doesn't have a warrant to look at your phone. You know?
That's true.
So she could have just put her phone away and said she just was taking, she accidentally took a picture. She took a picture. She could have lied. I mean, obviously, if she's trying to be a thief, she could have lied about it. But she owned up to it and said she did take a picture and she wasn't going to do anything with it. And she's like, and she had a good point. And this is all happening in front of everybody. And it's so awkward. She had a good point. She goes, I don't even know the three digit code on the back.
Unless it's an American Express where it's on the front.
Correct.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was some
weird Spark.
Card.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know.
Amy mentioned it.
Example.
I just played cool. And I was like, yeah, of course.
That's cool. Spark.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm just giving you an example, but I don't think it was an American Express because I feel like she could remember that on her own. Like,
how fun was it though to have drama on your airplane? Because I always want drama where the plane's not going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Was it so fun?
It was pretty fun. Yeah. I feel like, what was it? A couple of months ago, I had that awkward where I gave up my seat for someone, like a couple, so they could sit together.
And
remember?
They fought.
And then they fought the
amazing.
Whole flight.
That'd be so
that
fun.
That was annoying, but also awkward and kind of entertaining.
That's a good story. How long are you doing the LA thing?
I'm going to come home. I mean, it's such a long flight over here, and then our friend Mary's here, so I'm going to stay until Saturday. I'll fly home Saturday.
Well, you did a great job last night. I was real proud of you. I tell you that every time, but I'm proud of you. You're killing it.
Well, thank you.
There she is. Superstar.
It was so fun. Trisha made it easy. Bobby Bones Show.
I'm loving this country music documentary from Ken Burns. I just love the history of country music. And I've been doing this segment called This Day in Country Music for a long time. And I got a good one today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
Today in 1991, Brooks and Dunn, they have their first ever number one country song with Brand New Man.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been
By the way, Ronnie Dunn's in later this morning, which is cool. This is the debut single from their album that was called Brand New Man. Written by Brooks and Dunn with Don Cook, it made them the second country music band in the history to have its debut single reach number one. The other one was, what band do you think's first song went number one, Amy? Think about that.
Another band.
Oh, you got this, Amy.
Come on, Amy.
Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle.
Oh, yeah. I hear it now.
Start walking your way. You start walking mine.
Brand New Man from Brooks and Dunn. That was our first number one hit. And then 3 months later, they had another one. And Ronnie Dunn's in a studio with us today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, Hurricane Dorian has affected the Bahamas and much of the East Coast, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia. To help out, just go to redcross.org. Again, that's redcross.org.
Check. Bobby Bones.
Show.
I want to go over to Renna in Texas, who's on the phone right now. Hey, Renna, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm a second-time caller, so I feel lucky to be on here.
That's funny. Wow. No one's ever came on and said they were a second-time caller. That's awesome. What did you talk about the first time you came on the show?
So I talked about how y'all brought me so much positivity and y'all got me out of a dark place, which I really appreciate it. And I actually have some good news for y'all.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I'm moving from Beaumont, Texas, and I'm about to move to Austin, Texas. I just got a new job, and I wanted to ask you, what's your advice for moving to Austin?
Advice. I'll give you advice to move anywhere. And I think a lot of times advice isn't how to handle a situation. It's mostly what to expect. So you're not in shell shock. It doesn't matter what the situation is. But let's say moving to a new city, which I've done a couple times without knowing anyone there. I moved to Austin with, I didn't know anyone there. So it's not so much, it's more so for anyone who's moving anywhere with, you know, no sort of system. It's that you just got to expect that you're just going to feel lonely sometimes. And the best way to actually combat that is to get out and do things even when it's not comfortable. Mm-hmm. So you ever moved anywhere without knowing anyone?
Yes. I moved to North Carolina when my husband was in the Air Force and I knew nobody.
I guess you knew him though.
True, but he was deployed half the time.
That's right.
Like, we moved there, and he's like, got to go to Afghanistan for a few months. I'm like, sweet.
And how did you meet people?
I started doing yoga, church. I joined a book club with some girls at my church. I really didn't know them that well at the time. And then now they're girls that I still talk to this day. So
my advice would be that you're going to go, and at times you're going to feel very lonely, but that is absolutely normal, and don't feel like you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So your expectations would be, I'm going to go, and at times it's not going to be the best, but I'm going to get through it. And then, yeah, hop into things organically, like church.
Yeah. And then
take a class or something.
One of the first things I did, yes, I was taking a workout class, and there was a girl in there that looked about my age, and turns out her husband was in the military. He was deployed too, but I straight up just went up to her and was basically said, do you want to be my friend?
Oh, wow.
Like, you look like you would be
straight
good,
kindergarten
a good
style. Love that.
It was. And she's still my friend to this day. Like, our husbands even became friends. So it ended up working out.
Well, I hope that helps a little bit, Renna, that you're going through what we went through. Don't feel overwhelmed by it. You're going to feel that way. Nothing you can do about it. Just know that you're not nuts and you'll get through it.
I appreciate you, and hopefully I can run into you in Austin. That'd be cool.
Yeah, hopefully so. Well, good luck. Have a great time. We love it. That's home for a lot of us.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, bye, Renna. Hey, let me talk to Diane in Massachusetts, who's on the phone. Hey, Diane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What would you like to say?
I wanted to know, since you know you get motion sickness, why you don't take something for it, especially when you're traveling, like Dramamine, or they have patches for when you're on a cruise.
I've tried pretty much everything. I've tried Dramamine. I get really bad motion sick. I get in the car, I'm done. Anything over about 15 minutes, I'm done. I just feel nauseous and just head hurts. And I think it has to do with my eyes. One of my eyes doesn't work right, so my balance is always off. But I've tried everything. I've tried Dramamine. I've tried the patches. If anything, the Dramamine makes me feel worse.
Really?
Yeah. I'm always like, ugh. Or it makes me want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Dramamine? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Dramamine.
I've never been on a cruise. I wonder if that'd get me sick, being on a boat the whole time. Because I don't get sick on airplanes.
I don't know. I guess it just depends. They do. Have you ever tried that bracelet that has a little pressure point for your wrist?
That stuff is nothing but a placebo. And not that I'm against placebos at all.
Yeah, because
if it works, it works. It doesn't matter why.
Same.
But I used to have a bracelet that I thought made me like run faster. You put those on like baseball players would wear.
Oh,
don't judge me. Amy looked at me like, I can't believe you believe that.
Yeah, wasn't it copper or something?
The magnetic one or something.
You're right.
Yeah. I have tried all that. That's a good question. I think a lot of listeners probably wonder that. Thank you for the call. Thanks for asking that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to put on Eric in Florida, who is sitting by patiently. Eric, what's up, bud?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. You want to play a game?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I got $100 out of my own pocket if you can win the 60-second showdown. Are you ready?
I am ready.
If you answer all 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, you will win. They're all pretty easy questions. The hard part is the time, okay?
All right.
If you get a question wrong, you can go back to it. Just pass, and we'll come back to it. Even if you just want to pass, say pass, okay?
Okay.
Would you like to have U.S. states or outer space? Those are your two categories. U.S. states or outer space?
Because outer space.
He wants... You know what? Wasn't expecting that category choice, but I like it. $100 out of my own pocket if I can get the timer up here. 60 seconds. The category is outer space. Remember, if you don't know it, or even if you miss it, we'll come back to it, okay?
All right.
All right, here he is. This is Eric in Florida. Eric, what part of Florida are you in, bud?
Well, I'm on my way back up from Florida. It's back to Nashville. We've been down working on the generators at the hospital for the storm.
Oh, look at you. Look at this guy here. Wow. Come on. Okay. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready.
60 seconds starts at the end of the first question. Here we go. $100 out of my pocket, by the way. Who was the first man on the moon?
Neil Armstrong?
Correct. Earth is located in what galaxy?
Boy, pass.
What is the name of NASA's most famous telescope?
Hubble.
Correct. What planet is named after the Roman goddess of love?
Pass.
Sputnik was the name of the first what sent into space?
Like a spaceship, I guess.
Incorrect. What famous comet can be seen every 74 years?
Oh, dang.
How many comets do you know? Pick a comet. What comet do you know?
Can't think of any right now.
Okay. What is the largest star in the solar system?
North.
No. What planet is known as the red planet?
Mars.
Correct. What's the name of the force holding us to Earth?
Gravity.
Gravity's correct. Okay, time. Now, he did not win. By the way, if he'd hit it, that'd have been $1,000. That's $1,000 game. He missed out on $1,000.
So close.
All right, so here we go. The first man on the moon was Neil Armstrong. The galaxy we're in is the Milky Way. The Hubble telescope is the most famous telescope. The planet from the Roman goddess of love is, Amy?
Venus.
Correct. Sputnik was the first what sent into space?
Satellite?
Correct.
Satellite.
What famous comet can be seen every 74 years? What's the only comet you know?
Cupid?
Halley's Comet.
Oh.
Cupid.
Cupid?
Interesting.
Cupid shoots arrows on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
Look, I don't know. I got the other two right.
On.
I get nothing for getting the other two right.
Nope, you get
Halley's
nothing.
Halley's Comet. Yeah.
What is the largest star in the solar system?
The sun.
The sun, right. Mars is the red planet. Gravity, he got that holding to Earth. What's the famous planet for the big red spot on it? Jupiter. Mm. There you go. You did not win, but we appreciate your effort. There he is. He's a good dude, nonetheless. Would you like to say anything, Eric, in your last minute before we hang up on you?
Sure. Just want to say I appreciate you guys. Listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. Have my being going through this past Monday and everything, and I just listen to your podcast all the time. Just keeps me going.
Well, thanks, man. We appreciate that. I'm sorry you didn't win. It would have been worth $10,000 had he won. He almost won $10,000. Wow. Wow. And that's the game we call the Million Dollar Challenge. Wow. All right. Thanks, bud. Appreciate that.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn dropped two new songs. They're covers of George Strait's Amarillo by Morning and Long Cool Woman by the Hollies.
That's pretty cool. I love cover songs. I love Ronnie Dunn. I love Brooks and Dunn. I love country music. I love Fridays. I love it all today.
Like all of it.
I love everything today. What else you got?
More new music out today. Kelsey Ballerini's new single. It's called Homecoming Queen. And the High Women's self-titled album is out today. And yeah, so brand new music.
And self-titled means it's named The High Women.
Yes.
Yes. All right, good. What else you got?
And then Kelly Clarkson shared a promo of her new talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show. And in it, she's covering Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. Here's a clip.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and
does she walk out singing like Ellen does dancing? Do we know what her thing is yet?
I don't think we know. This is just the teaser.
If I were her, I would sing every question to the person to an interviews.
Interesting.
I'd be like, how do you feel today? That would be my thing. If I could sing like her. That's good. Kelly's such a fun, compelling. I saw Kelly Clarkson. She was finishing The Voice. Mike D, were you with me? We were both in L.A., and I think I was flying L.A. to New York, and she was flying L.A. We ran each other at the airport, and I'm like, and I know Kelly Clarkson a little bit, and we were both exhausted and in sweats, and I don't think either one of us were in the mood to go up to somebody that didn't look like they needed to be bothered.
Oh, right,
we probably
right.
both looked tired. And she comes up, and she's like, Bobby. And I was like, Kelly Clarkson, because I always wanted to do that from that movie, 4-Year-Old Virgin. Right. And then she's like, can I take a picture of us? And I'm like, what world is this? She's the coolest person.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to post it on Instagram because my followers will think it's cool. And I'm like, what? And so we did. We took a selfie together and she posted. There it is. Mike D's showing it to me right
That's
now.
That's awesome.
At the air. Is that on my account? Yeah. I guess I posted it too.
How
I wanted,
far back is this?
December 2nd, 2018.
Oh, wow.
So the end of last year. Yeah. I love Kelly Clarkson. The show's going to be great. It's going to succeed. Those talk shows have trouble at first, all of them, but it's going to be great. It's going to succeed.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Bob Bucher is an 89-year-old man. He owns a farm up in Washington. He does a bunch of corn. He's like, man, I got too much corn. I want to give some of this corn back. So every summer, the community comes out, they do the corn, and they donate it to the local food bank. And this year, he donated 7.5 tons of corn
Dang.
To the local food bank.
That's a lot of corn. Donated it, too.
Yeah.
Look at that guy. Speaking of corn, has anyone seen Interstellar?
The movie?
Yeah. I watched it during our break. It's got Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, it's an older movie.
I mean, 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And so the whole thing is they're running out of food on Earth, and so they got to find a place to live. And all they're growing is all they eat corn all the time.
Yeah.
And it got really great reviews. Mike, did you see it?
Yeah.
I wonder, before I say my review, what did you think about Interstellar, Mike?
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was too long.
People were like, you're going to love it. I thought it was fine to pretty good. I thought Matthew McConaughey was wrongly cast in it. I don't believe him being an astronaut.
Mm.
I believe him being a farmer, but I don't believe him up flying spaceships.
No, really?
All right, all right.
You know what they say about corn?
You can eat a lot of it.
But it stays and tastes the same.
That's funny.
But I watched Interstellar and thought it was just okay.
Mm.
But the hype was up. And apparently they'd hired... Well, Lunchbox's story about corn reminded me of that.
Yeah.
But that's all they eat because the Earth's out of all food except for corn. And all they eat's corn.
Wow.
Well, there you go. That's good news, though. The guy donated a bunch of corn. That's amazing. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ontario, Canada. A man was in court facing some driving offenses, and the judge said, you can't drive for 1 year. Suspended license. Guy says, okay. And he walks out of court, jumps in a car, drives away. Police watch him, say,
They see him do it.
They see him do it, and they go, pull him over. You're arrested.
He doesn't even walk like a block away.
No, literally out the courthouse steps, into the parking lot, gets in the car, and drives away.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday. I know.
I'm never ready for it, but I'm always excited about Fun Fact Friday. Fun fact number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you know there's no term limits for vice president?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So in theory, different presidents could keep picking the same person to be vice president, but obviously it never happened. But you could just keep going and going and going, and no one can be like, nope, sorry, you served your 4 or 8 years or whatever.
Didn't know that. Did you know the vice president wasn't really written in the Constitution as the next president in case he goes down? That was a whole thing whenever it happened to the first president.
Was that in the book that you were reading?
Yeah, I'm still reading it. It's like 100 million pages long, and I'm also reading 3 books at once. So yeah, it was fantastic, and... that was a whole thing. All right, what else?
Okay, so this guy named John Holohan, he's the one that invented Lucky Charms in 1964 when he decided to see how it tastes to put pieces of those Bratches or whatever it's called, those circus peanuts that are sweet.
Oh, I like those. Those yes. look kind of chewy, like they're like almost cotton candy.
And they're red.
But yeah.
Right, so he mixed those in with Cheerios to kind of see what that was like. And then he was like, I kind of like this flavor. And then from there, he developed Lucky Charms.
I'm thinking of circus peanuts. I don't think that's what you're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the soft circus peanuts.
Oh, I was picturing the red ones. No, you're probably right. I'm the one that's picturing the wrong ones.
Oh.
I was picturing those sweet, salty red ones, but maybe not.
Regardless, that's still interesting how he came up with Lucky Charms.
I know. He mixed something sweet with Cheerios, and then he was like, oh, okay, interesting.
All right, what else?
Okay, so in 1957, Leave It to Beaver became the first TV series to show part of a toilet. They showed the tank. The bowl would have been too edgy.
Oh, that's interesting.
I want to say, they showed the part of the tank, and I want to say, wasn't it the Brady Bunch, maybe? I don't know. We'll have to fact check this.
They showed a whole toilet?
They showed a whole toilet for the first time.
Wow. Like, well, the Brady Bunch was instrumental in showing a couple sleeping in the same bed, too. If not the first, the second show to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always had split beds on TV.
They were so private back then.
Well,
everything
you just didn't
was
show
so
that.
Risque.
You just didn't show that.
Yeah.
What else?
Do you know the best-selling item at Walmart?
Let me think about this. It's got to be something that we use all the time.
Apparently, we use a lot of these.
a lot of these.
Or
these are the key words.
I would say these are it.
Toilet paper.
I'd say you rarely buy just one of these because they come in a.
I say toilet paper.
Ooh.
It's not the best selling item.
What
sorry.
Is it?
Bananas.
Oh, interesting.
They sell more than 1 billion pounds of bananas every single That's, year.
Man, that is bananas.
Walmart. I mean, if you're Walmart, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I like bananas. I usually need a lot of them, but I like bananas.
Do you limit your banana intake?
Yeah, you have to.
What's wrong with them?
High in
high, lot of
sugar.
A lot of sugar. And even fruit sugar, you only should have so much.
Right.
It's not, just eating a bunch of fruit's not great for you.
But so fruit confusing. Is... good for yes. you, not to scare you away, but you're yes. right. Like, it can spike your...
You know what's good way. That I've been having lately is cauliflower potato salad. No potatoes, but I use cauliflower as a potato salad. It's oh. fantastic.
Yeah. Where do you buy something like that?
You get it on an Instagram menu. You first you buy the ingredients, and you find it the recipe on Instagram, oh. and you make it.
And then you wow, whip it okay. up.
Interesting.
Everything's on Instagram.
Yeah.
When you want to make something good, just find the Instagram.
Crazy.
Yeah. What else? Give me one more fun fact.
One more?
Yeah.
You know where the saying balls to the wall came from?
Yeah, we yes, talked about this. Talked airplanes about oh, yeah. where they pushed the throttle, we'll call it a throttle, and it had a ball on it. Because I was always like, why would I want to stick my on a wall?
Yeah.
Like, what's the benefit of that? I never could understand
it was,
that.
There's a ball on the stick and the pilots, so it's an aviation term, and pilots would push them all the way to the front of the cockpit as fast as possible. So that's why you say all in, balls of the wall.
I say it loud and proud now because of the time we found what it meant.
Yeah.
Now I say it around people like, all the time. Balls of the wall. And they're like, I'm like, you know what
no,
it really
it's
means?
Airplane.
Yeah, it's not risque.
It's like Top Gun, man.
Right. Also.
All right, Amy, what else?
I should have just said flight deck. I just said cockpit, but to be PC, flight deck. Okay, we're done with fun facts and we're moving on to Bobby. Are you adulting better than most people? Like, can you do these things? If you can do these things, like, you're
well,
an
I'm
adult.
Well, I'm so, like, part of my life is super adult, and part of mine is still Peter Pan. So yeah. I'm either all in or all out. So go ahead.
Can you swallow a pill fairly easily?
No problem without water.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I just take a pill.
Oh.
Wow, you're
just
like,
dry.
Top-
dang, dude.
Wow.
I get down my throat, anything.
Such an adult right now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can you change a flat tire?
No problem. No problem.
Go ahead. Can you neatly wrap a gift?
No, not neatly. And you know what? I don't even do it with wrapping paper. Like, I'm like 12, so I will go and grab newspaper
oh, man.
Or and I'm, or I'll just stop at, like, the grocery store.
A paper bag?
And get a bag and stick it in. So I'm not good at that one. Go ahead.
Do you make your bed every morning?
Ish, 75% of the time.
Okay.
But again, I sleep alone. There's not a lot to make.
Right.
And you my dog doesn't sleep in the bed. So it's just like, mm-hmm. unfold it and yeah. put it back on.
Can you sew a button back on?
No. And I assume it's not brain surgery.
I bet
surgery.
You could if you really
I bet
tried.
I could. Yeah, what else? Yeah.
Do you always put your laundry away right after it's dry?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is adult.
Yes. I can't take laundry laying around. Mm-hmm. Buttoned up.
Wow.
Buttoned up. My shoes are organized. My laundry's in. My closet's almost color-coded because I'm colorblind. And so it's all placed in colors, too, by people.
Wow.
I have a friend that helps me.
Lastly, can you kill a spider without screaming?
No problem.
No screaming. It makes me think of that one.
A lot of times I just
guy.
Let it outside, though, to be honest with you. I'll put it on a paper towel and then walk the paper towel outside and shake the paper towel and let the spider run off and have his life.
Yeah. What was it that flew in front of that weather guy that one time?
It was a spider.
Oh, a spider.
Yeah.
It was funny.
All right.
Okay, so I also saw this article and I thought it was good. And it's the most iconic hairdos of all time.
Jennifer Aniston. Boom. Lucille Ball. Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
Marge Simpson.
Ooh.
I have the top five.
Okay. Did any of them hit the list?
Jennifer Aniston.
That's the only one?
In the top five.
What was her do?
The Rachel.
Very, very famous hairdo.
Okay.
Very famous. Everybody
Are
had
there
the
any
Rachel.
Guys on there?
Two.
Elvis.
Okay.
Wow. Number one answer.
What else?
Amy Winehouse, her
oh, okay.
beehive.
I would recognize that without her face.
Bob Marley's dreadlocks.
Okay.
And Audrey Hepburn's beehive from Breakfast at Tiffany's. That, ooh, yeah, that's iconic.
Maybe,
for
but
sure.
That's the debt to me wouldn't be one.
Oh, really?
Marge Simpson.
I feel like it's a hairdo that when you
or
see
her sisters.
It.
Marge Simpson. No, Marge Simpson. That's
it's like
I,
when you see that hair, you know who the person is.
Oh, you see Marge as you know it.
Yeah, you know it.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A baby from Scottsville, Kentucky is back home with his family after being saved by an awesome police officer. Aiden, 19 months old, stopped breathing, and his family called 911. So police get to the scene. The baby was turning blue and even was cold to the touch. So Scottsville Police Sergeant James Talbot jumped into action. He checked Aiden's airway, started patting him on the back, and then started baby CPR on him to get him breathing before paramedics arrived. And all of it was caught in video from the officer's body camera.
Wow.
Boy, talk about an intense scene. So the police department released a video with the permission from Aiden's parents. In the video, you can see the officer performing CPR on this tiny Aiden who isn't making any noise. Eventually, it goes from quiet to and you can hear the officer go, okay, okay, bud, we got it, we got him. It's crazy. Aiden was transported to the hospital, released later that day to go home. But shout out to Scottsville Police Sergeant James Talbot in Kentucky, because saving a baby, man, that's got to be so much more intense than saving an adult. Because with an adult, you've done a lot of that training. But the baby probably done just a little bit. And if you do that baby wrong, you push the baby wrong, those bones aren't near as strong.
Yeah.
So shout out to that police officer. Love that. That's what it's all about. Let me go over to Zach in Virginia, who is standing by, ready to talk to us. Hey, Zach, what's happening, bud? Welcome to the show.
Morning, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to, you know, tell you guys how much I appreciate you guys in the morning. I'm in the military and driving to work kind of lifts my spirits, going into work every morning, and appreciate everything you guys do, and really makes my day listening to you guys in the morning. So
thanks, man, and thanks for serving. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Where are you at in Virginia?
I'm in Norfolk.
We love it over in Norfolk.
We do.
Yep. Norfolk, Virginia Beach.
Right.
What else is
there? And Bobby, how could you forget to pick We Dance by Brad Paisley?
Yeah, I know. We did the song draft. I've been getting crap about it for a long time. Songs I didn't pick. But there are always so many good songs.
There's a lot of songs.
That you don't pick. But
you only get three.
We Dance. Yeah. That's a good one. It wasn't on my top eight or nine picks, but it was up there. I did look at it and think, I did love that Brad Paisley song. Goes into a bar. Puts a purse behind the bar. We dance after it closed. That's a good one. Over to Amy with the morning corny. We'll get it on a few minutes early right now. Amy?
The morning corny.
Why were the rappers late for their flight? They forgot Tupac.
Oh,
I get it.
Like Tupac.
Some people call him Tupac.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Only people who've never heard of him.
Exactly, but it can happen. And then obviously,
if you haven't explained it, I think we go crickets.
What? I wasn't explaining it. I just quickly said some people. What?
I kind of liked it, but you kind of talked yourself into crickets there.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you hating?
No. Guys, what'd you feel like? Crickets or no?
Crickets. Straight up.
I mean, you tried to oversell.
You did. Like, some people call him Tupac. Nah, not really.
No one calls him Tupac.
Never heard it.
I have.
Thank you for the joke, though.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of crickets?
You heard that, didn't you?
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Ronnie Dunn.
What's up, my friend?
You.
Well, here's the thing. I came out, and you and I were talking before we went on the air. I came out to Vegas just to see you guys play, because the last time you were here, I promised I was going to come to a show.
Yeah.
And I'm a man of my word.
You were.
And I came. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys hung out with me before the show. I didn't even think you knew who I was, but you hung out.
You know, we know who you are. You're the most powerful man in radio.
That's not true.
But let's get that said, who was the hot blonde you were with?
I don't know.
Back in the dressing room. I go walking back there. Kix is already back there. You're back there. Just the three of you.
Yeah.
And there's that blonde.
I don't remember that part of the night.
Of course you do. How could you forget that part?
Yeah.
Clearly you were...
It was a girl that I had been on a few dates with that lived out there, and I was like, hey, come to the show.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to...
She was cute.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Why are you coming with that?
I just think it's a great icebreaker. It's just God talk, you know? I would expect you to ask me, like, hey, who was that chick?
Yeah, I didn't see a chick. You came in complaining about sandwiches, finger sandwiches. Like, we're back there.
Because they're too healthy.
Well, we're back there. It's me and Kix and this girl I had taken with me. And Ronnie comes in and is like, well, how do you get in here? And talk about me. And he grabs these sandwiches and he goes, what the are these? Like, going Beyonce on us.
Well, no, they're like cucumber sandwiches. It's like, that's, you know, country guys. I mean, we need like fried chicken or something
they
like that.
They were cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah, it was.
It's good to see you, man.
Well, thank you. It's good to be seen. You know that.
I like you.
I don't get out much. I'm glad you like me.
I like the show, too. Are you guys done with that show or no?
We re-upped for next year.
I bet you guys make so much money from that show, don't you?
We trump Garth. Remember all that money he used to say, brag about it making like $385
million? Yeah.
Left that in the dust.
Guys, it's an awesome show. If you get to go to Vegas and see.
Sounds awesome.
It's Brooks and Dunn and Reba, and it really is one of the most fun shows I've been to in a long time. Because
It's wild, isn't it? The production and stuff, when we were working it up, I hardly ever have been out in the audience to see what the show looks like. So they recorded the rehearsals and let us all go out and sit in the audience and see the production and the lights and stuff. And it was stunning for me to see what a good job they did.
Is that still fun for you to go out and perform like that?
Yeah.
Even the hits that from, 25 years ago?
According to Clarence, our manager, that's all people want to hear. He goes, you can do it. Don't do a new song. Don't try that. Says, you go see Elton John? Do you go see Elton John to do a new song? No. You want to hear the hits.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I want to be a rebellious artist and go, well, I just wrote three yesterday. I want to write, I'm going to throw them out and rehearse with the band and do it then. And you can. You can do that.
We were talking this morning. I'm going to take you back a little bit because today, I don't know if you knew this or not, but today is in 1991. You had your first ever number one song with Brand New Man on this day in country
today.
Music. Today. Did you know that?
No.
28 years ago today.
How cool. That's doing your homework.
That's what I do.
28 years.
Yeah, so
I keep wanting to say we've been together 20 years and we don't know.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Ronnie Dunn.
When I was at your show, I'm walking around, Ronnie, and I see they're trying to sell me pictures that you took. Up in the gift shop.
That's
they're like,
cheap.
Buy a Ronnie Dunn photography picture.
It's Vegas, man.
But I mean, that's what you do, right? Don't you take these pictures?
Yeah.
What's the markup on those, though?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better than CDs, you know? Yeah, it's good.
And you like taking pictures of like, and then being serious now, you like taking pictures of, like, ranch, horses?
Rodeos is the fun thing. I'll take my bus out. Reba and Kix, they'll fly out and do the civilized thing, but I take my bus out, and I'll have Melanie, my assistant tour manager, find places for us to go photograph, like Bryce Canyon or Zion or somewhere like that. Or if there's a little rodeo in some small town out that way, we'll go. Because we play Tuesdays for the most part, Fridays and Saturdays. So you've got days off. And we can take off and go on trips and do things like that.
How much for you to shoot me? I think that would be a fun shoot. You bring your camera.
I'll do it. I'll do it for free.
Would you really shoot me? Like,
yeah.
Would I need to dress up like Yodel Boy, like in cowboy gear?
How if you want to dress up?
Why would you need to dress up?
Well, because he shoots cowboy stuff. I don't know if I'll dress like a cowboy, and we'll do a photo shoot.
Let's do it.
I think that would be so fun.
I'm in.
I'll bind you to this. I'll call Clarence.
Okay. Write that down back there.
Are we going to do it? I'm looking at Ronnie's team. I'm in. I'll dress up like a cowboy. I'll go.
We'll come in here on you like your cowboy, like a swarm of bees, man.
All right, we're committed.
We'll cowboy you up.
By the way, big announcement. This is fantastic. You have music coming out, and it's not what I was expecting. I thought you were going to come in. I wrote 42 new songs yesterday, and I'm going to play them all.
Yeah.
Not the new project. Tell me about the new project.
I got lazy. Someone from the record label came to me and said, go cut, if you're up for it, three songs that maybe a Brooks and Dunn fan would have been listening to back in the day when they kind of cheated and turned the station over to like classic rock or something. So I just immediately, like, I already have, I have 54,000 songs on my computer, you know, and I just sit around like and play with my playlist all the time, sequence and stuff like that. So it's kind of a no-brainer conceptually.
One of the songs out today, because I love the Hollies, she was a long, cool woman in a black This is a jam.
Okay, I didn't know what it said. I had no idea what the lyrics are. I think this is a guy-girl thing, because I think women listen to lyrics.
I'm going to play some. Here is Ronnie Dunn's version of Long, Cool Woman. Here you go.
She was a long, cool woman in a black dress. Just a 5'9" beautiful tall.
That's good. Not that I didn't think it was going to be, but I would have said, I don't know. But that's, Ronnie, that's good.
Wait till I start singing. It'd be bad.
No, we are hearing you sing.
Okay.
Ronnie didn't want headphones. He was like, I don't want headphones. Yeah. So he can't hear it right now.
No, I listen to it all day long on my phone or something at home, but not out in public.
Yeah, that's a jam. Did you produce this?
Yeah.
What is it? What's it like going in to have, with you being the producer? Are you demanding?
No, I'm not at all. I just pick like guys that I really know can cast for the part and do it. That's Kenny Greenberg doing that on the guitar. But you get in there and you get the right combination of players and you kind of know where their heads are. And I've been around long enough to know these guys really well. And it's like a group of buddies in the studio. And they they hit it right off the bat. Kenny just like, really, you don't need to practice it? You don't need to rehearse that lick? He right off the bat.
Ronnie Dunn is here. Now, here it is. Coming out January 2020. It's called Redone. Redunn. Redone.
Okay.
Did you come up with that?
Well, I might have.
Did you? Okay.
Clever.
All right. And so, Long Reboot, Cool Woman's right, out today. Redone. And then Amarillo by Morning, which, Amy, maybe your favorite song of all time?
All time.
Have you heard it, really?
I haven't heard your version, no.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And George Strait is...
Okay. So, I went to this real conservative, like, churchy college in West Texas. You couldn't play in the clubs or anything. I played bass back then, and I had a bunch of buddies that were musicians. We had to sneak off and go play way outside town where they couldn't catch wind of it. Finally, they did and asked me to leave or booted me out. But that was a big hit back in college before George Strait cut it, a regional hit by a guy named Terry Stafford. And we would play it in those VFWs. We'd go play for the door, maybe make enough money in order to get gas money back home.
So you would play Terry Stafford's song?
Mm-hmm. Amarillo by Morning.
Well, because George Strait wasn't even a George song.
But it's crazy that you were already covering
it. George wasn't around yet.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no. We were just college kids and thought that was a hip song.
Here is Ronnie doing Amarillo by Morning. Here we go.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on.
What do you think, Amy?
I like it.
She's telling the truth. Because when she lies, she covers her face with her hands. It's a tell.
My wife, it just comes out. There are no filters. It's like, yeah, it's pretty good, but it's not even close to George.
It's good, though. It's making me smile.
Do you talk to George about this?
He texted me this morning at 6 o'clock. And he said, yeah, I like Amarillo by Morning. He said, I'm two in. He said, I'll call you this afternoon.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Ronnie Dunn.
Let me say this. They've put this, and they've asked me to say this. You can get your Ronnie Dunn merch packages. Do you really need me promoting this? At ronniedunn.com. Pre-order autographed redone merch packages. Because he doesn't have enough money, everybody.
So but what's in a merch package?
Yeah, what do I get when I order that, Ronnie?
That's bad. And I will personally autograph every CD. That's the thing now. Everything's bundling, you know.
And you sit at home and autograph all the CDs?
Or on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you take the little shot at Kicks and Reeve about flying to shows and you're on a bus. I don't know if anybody caught that. You're like, you know, I'm on a bus still.
He said they're civilized.
They're civilized.
Well, I just need something to run around in.
Nobody offered me a ride home from Vegas.
You could have had my bus.
With your,
But that would have been payola. Can't do that.
No, not if you're friends. I didn't play anything
for
it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Listen, Ronnie Dunn is here.
Again, you got my bus.
All right. You guys are going to play the shows next year. And then you're putting this out in January.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do, like, at home? Like, what's the hobby?
I drive Janine absolutely insane. She'll tell you that. She was telling me that before I came here today. She's just, please, please, rent a house somewhere. Go somewhere. Go to Santa Fe. Hang out. Go take pictures with your buddies. Get out of here. Last night, I had the phone on in my pocket because I was listening down to the sequence and stuff. A lot of times, I just listen to kind of learn the song better. And she goes, how come you always listen to yourself? I'm like, I just kind of listen to, I hear different things every time I do. Do you ever, I bet you don't, because you're well adjusted, but do you ever like go back and listen to a show after
never.
You've done it?
Never.
Or like David Letterman used to do it. They said he used to drive everybody crazy.
The only thing
and
that
I'll do. Critique everything with the staff.
I will record my stand-up comedy shows. I'll have someone run a camera in a theater. These shows, never. It lives, it dies.
Yeah.
But my stand-up comedy shows, which I've got to make better, and I've got to hear to see if they laugh at jokes, I'll record the whole show and look over it like game tape. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And I'll do that, but I won't do this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just some people are neurotic, and I'm one of them.
There are two shows I won't ever see again, this one or Brooks and Dunn and Reba. Both, I'm over. Just playing. Hey, tell me, I want to mention some of these people. Tom Petty, he's going to be on the record. You're doing his song. You ever meet him?
I did. Yeah. It was when they were in on Shelter Records in, what was it, 68? They were working on the first record, Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker Records, and I was flown out from Tulsa because Denny Cordell, who owned Shelter Records, and Leon Russell was heavily involved with that, and they're all Tulsa guys. Well, Denny's from actually London, but they called and were looking for a young country singer to kind of develop Denny was thinking he was on a tear to do that. So I flew out, and they were finishing Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album.
Do you know what was special? Did you hear any of it and think this is pretty good? Or
no, I didn't get to hear it. No, but they were all in a big there was tension everywhere. They were all in a big hustle to hurry up and get out of the studio. They'd gone way over doing the record, you know, typical rock and roll thing. And Clive Davis was coming in right behind them. So they were already putting up Christmas lights in the studio and tinfoil on the windows.
What about Merle Haggard?
Haggard? Have I met him?
Were you guys friends?
I don't know if we were friends. Yeah, I mean, he came out and did the last five shows on the last Brooks and Dunn tour back in 2010 and showed up in Woodstock. Huge fan, though. I would clam up around Haggard every time I
get
around him. It's Merle Haggard. I just thought he's God.
The two tracks that are out today, and let me say this, get your Ronnie Dunn merch for sure.
Gotta do it.
RonnieDunn.com.
Got a bus to drive to Vegas.
All right. Songwriter Hall of Fame. That means something to you, huh?
Yeah, a lot. So, yeah, you know, those songs are more important than me and us. I said that in my stumbling speech there, but that's what's going to live on. People remember all that stuff before they forget who Brooks and Dunn are, Ronnie Dunn, whoever.
And you are committing with a verbal contract that we're going to set up a time to shoot.
You're going
to
cowboy up.
And I'm going to cowboy up. And we're going to do a photo shoot. You guys are in. He can't leave because I know how Ronnie is. He's going to leave the studio and try to get out of this some way.
They will not let me.
Yeah. I am committed 100%. I'm not even looking at you, Ryan. I'm looking at your team over here. And I will call Clarence. Yes. I'm going to text Clarence when you leave and be like,
I'm dying. I'm already gone. I know which camera I'm using and everything already. Right. Where are we shooting? Where do you want to shoot?
Let's go net right down. Oh, you mean what location?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know where we'll take you.
Here in town? Are you going to like...
Wherever you want to go. But I know a great place here in town.
Okay. I'm in. All right. There he is. Ronnie Dunn. Redone. 2020, couple tracks out now, big announcement, and super pumped for you, man. I love you. I think you're great. I know you weren't always warm with me. You thought I was kind of idiot when I first
got down. That's wrong. Who said that? I never said anything bad about you.
Not publicly.
No, what?
All right, we'll come back. Ronnie Dunn,
everybody. So wrong. You're paranoid. This is the
Bobby
Bones
Show. Bobby Bones, come on.
Amy has a 9-year-old son.
Yeah, nine now.
He just turned nine.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at some of the pictures, some of the older pictures of him the other day from at the orphanage.
He's grown so much. I feel like he's still so tiny, but then when I look back, yes, at pictures, even when he got here a year and a half ago, he's so much bigger.
My favorite stories are the ones where he doesn't quite comprehend yet what words mean.
Yeah.
And so he says things not really knowing how people take them.
Mm-hmm. Like my friend, for example, she explained to me that she was hormonal, so she definitely was taking it personally, but she pulled me aside to let me know that Stevenson had said that she was bigger because she's like, I don't want him saying it to other people.
So what did he say? What's the situation?
I wasn't there. So she told me that when somebody else walked by that he made a comment about how she was bigger than that person. Like, I think they had on the same like pants. He's like, well, except for you're bigger. And she was just having one of those days where it affected her and she cried and it was a thing. And she's like, I just wanted you to know, I know this is not bad, but he's saying that and you don't want him to say it to somebody else. And I thought, okay, so I had a talk with him and he looked at me so confused and he said, she's tall. She was taller. Like, it's not even like he was trying to defend himself or make something up, but he wasn't even referring to size, like fat, basically. My friend felt like Stevenson was calling her fat, and he wasn't. He literally meant that the person was taller.
So he mixed up bigger and taller.
Mm-hmm. But it was the way he said it and how he said it and just all the circumstances. It was like this perfect storm of poor little guy made her cry, and then it really was all one big misunderstanding because she was, in fact, taller.
So what did you say to him?
I just said, yes, bigger can mean lots of things, but you're totally right. Taller is bigger. But I explained, and he wasn't in trouble by any means, but it was just talking to him about how words can mean multiple things. And sometimes when you're talking to people, you make sure to choose the right word or it could hurt their feelings. Like, next time, say taller.
Let me say this. We're doing this contest where we're going to send a couple listeners to Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And not just to Vegas, but you're going to get to come to Eddie and I's Raging Idiot Show in Vegas. And you spend like a couple nights there. we're doing this competition with the General. Been talking about it on the air a little bit. So I'm super pumped because they're one of our favorite sponsors. And they're like, hey, why don't we send a listener out and do a contest?
So cool.
So I want to help you come out to watch our Raging Idiot show. I believe it's in November. So go to thegeneral.com/remix. Now, do you know the General song? Like the jingle? Do
the
it.
Great little rate. You can get on time.
Almost.
Go to the General anytime.
Almost. You almost got it. It's for a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the General and save some time.
Yes.
Right. Or this.
Yeah.
For a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the General and save some time.
You can win this thing so easily. We're not making you jump through hoops. All you have to do is create your own version of it. You could do like opera. For a great low rate, just see. You know,
or yo, yo, yo. For a great.
Or 90s hip hop. I know you're trying to be today because they don't do yo, yo, yo anymore. But
do
yes.
they not?
Not really.
No.
So
they do area codes.
What would you do if you were recreating the General?
Mr. 305. If I was recreating it,
yeah,
I would
were
be
send
like,
in one.
I'd probably rap it, I guess.
Go ahead.
That was my first go to. For a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the General and save that time.
Boom.
And probably a dime.
Oh, dang. She's going.
Oh,
she's
wow.
Freestyling.
More rhymes. More
she's
rhymes.
Freestyling. Oh, no.
How much more can I rhyme?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And watch me be your mom.
What?
Okay.
That's where it should have stopped. It should have ended right before that.
Oh, watch out or I'll cover your face in slime.
Okay. Whoa. Anyway, you can go to thegeneral.com/remix. And the panel of judges picks the top 8 videos. The listeners then vote. It's a whole thing. You and a guest will receive tickets to come out and watch Eddie and I in Vegas in November. It also includes a meet and greet, round trip coach airfare, hotel accommodations for 2 nights. The whole thing.
That's awesome.
So check it out. Thegeneral.com/remix. Yeah. Or BobbyBones.com. Morgan number 2's up. It's up there too?
Yep, it's there.
I don't want to get the side eye from Morgan number 2 that I'm missing
a detail.
A BobbyBones.com detail.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a church in Richmond, Virginia, and they wanted to make sure that kids had new shoes to wear for the school year. It's called the New Shoes for Back to School Ministry, and they were able to give away 2,000 shoes this year. When they first started this 12 years ago, they donated about 700 shoes, and it's just been going up since then. And over the years, they've given away more than 82,000 shoes.
I think I said 82 pair, and I was like, wow,
no,
good for them, but 82,000.
So, I mean, I'm sure when they started this, they never thought they'd be looking back. I mean, soon they're going to be at 100,000 shoes.
Yeah,
and that's a big deal for kids to go back to school with a new pair.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
It is. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Hey, Kelsey's on. Hey, Kelsey, good morning.
Hey.
There she is. Everybody, Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, big day for you,
Hi,
huh?
Bam.
How about this? Big day, new songs out. How you feeling?
It feels like Christmas. I'm freaking out. I'm so excited.
I wonder, an artist as yourself, when the song comes out at midnight, we'll just say midnight. The song comes out at midnight. Are you on Twitter looking to see what people are going to say about it immediately?
Oh, I'm refreshing my page till this phone call. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I wrote the song in February, so to finally have it out, like, I've been living with it for so long, and like, you know, made the video and all that stuff. So to finally get it out, like, I just want to know if people like it.
So what's up with the question mark? By the way, Kelsey Ballerini's on. The song is called Homecoming Queen. That's how I say it. Homecoming Queen? Because it's Homecoming Queen,
you know,
question mark.
It was kind of a last minute decision to do that. Because the whole song, like the hook of the song is even the Homecoming Queen cry. So that's not the question. But the whole rest of the song is just asking this person, like, you know, if they're okay and why they're covering up if they're not. And to me, you know, I wrote this song to Nicole Galyon and Jimmy Robbins, and Nicole Galyon was the homecoming queen. I was very far from the homecoming queen. So we both had like different perspectives on it, but it ended up just kind of being a metaphor for, you know, the people that we feel like kind of have it all together seemingly on the outside, and no one really does all the time. And I think that especially in today's world, especially with social media, we kind of just show the highlight reel of our lives. And I just kind of wanted to like strip it back for a minute and for me personally, just be like, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to be human and have those raw, real moments, no matter what your life looks like. And I think that's why I'm so excited about it, because I've never put out anything like this before.
Kelsey Ballerini's on the phone with us. New song is out today, which You write the thing in February. When you is this one of those songs that you wrote and you go, oh, this is for sure going to make the record and for sure be the single? Or is it did it go on a pile and you guys were like, okay, what do we think?
No, this was for sure the first single. It was crazy. We've never really... There are certain songs that I write and we're like, okay, that's definitely a single, but I don't think we've ever had a, like, this is the first single from the next record before. So, we wrote it, and Morgan came on the road that weekend. My mom came on the road that weekend, and every time we played it for someone, we got, like, a single tier, and I was like, yes.
We're going to play it again. We've been playing it all morning. We'll play it again in a second. I got a couple other things I want to ask you about. You wrote with Ed Sheeran, Julia Michaels, Ryan Tedder. You're writing with all these massive pop stars. And are any, and I know you haven't kind of said anything about this, are any of them on the record?
As far as collaborations, no. I do, as of now, I mean, I'm still working on the record. It's not done yet. I think I have 9 songs done. As of now, I do have 2 collaborations, but it's not with people that I wrote with, which is kind of funny because I got to write with, like the Ed Sheerans of the world. But no, they're not on it as collaborators, just writers.
When you were on last time, you gave us the word home, right? We said, give us one word in the song, and she said home.
That's right.
And it was fantastic. Kelsey's the best.
I missed that question mark. That would have been so mysterious.
That would have been. Now, we're going to do it again. One of your, give us a letter in one of your collaborators' names. Just one letter.
Oh my God. There's an E in both.
There's an E in both.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Chris Stapleton, Eric Clapton. Let's run some
Tina
of these.
Turner.
Oh, no. Eddie, there's no, E. Of all the art, there's no
my
E
bad.
In Tina Turner. Eminem. It's Kelsey Ballerine with Eminem.
Oh.
Think of all the E's in Eminem.
You guys, I wish I was cool enough to get Eminem on my record.
Oh, man, that's going to be cool. Okay, the song is out today. By the way, Kelsey is nominated for CMA Female Vocalist of the Year. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Do you have your outfit picked out yet? It's in November. Or when do you do that?
I haven't yet, but I'm sure soonish. I love the CMAs. I mean, like getting to like host CMA Fest with Thomas the last few years and stuff. Just being able to be involved with that whole organization has been awesome. So I'm stoked to put on the dress and show up.
Imagine Dragons has an E in it.
Interesting.
Oh.
I mean, when you think about it, most names have an E in it.
Jonas Brothers have an E in it. Ooh.
Oh.
I'm putting it on Jonas. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, you really don't know.
I don't know. I don't ask anymore. Because I don't. If I know, then I can't lie about it, Kelsey. You know? It was like, I just try to stay out of everybody's business, and then I can react when the listeners react.
Well, I know. I accidentally sent you Homecoming Queen like 3
Twice.
Times, and you're like, you already sent this to me.
Yes.
I was like, oh, sorry.
Whenever Kelsey and I were doing CMA Fest together, she was like, you got the song, you want to hear it? I was like, yeah, send it to me. She sent it to me, and then like 3 weeks later, she sent it to me again. And she was like, what'd you think? And I was like, Kelsey, I already told you what I thought like 3 weeks ago when you sent it the first time.
I just really wanted to make sure you liked it, you know?
Well, when I didn't reply the second time, she was like, you hate it, don't you? And I was like, I've already told you I really like it.
I double texted you, and I'm really sorry about that.
what else is happening in your life? What right now? Except for the song, let's pull career out of this. Like personal life, like tell me something really good happening in your personal life right now.
Honestly, it probably sounds lame, but this is the first summer that I haven't done like a full proper tour, and I've just been kind of doing a couple of fairs and festivals here and there, and I've just had time to like. Show up at my friend's birthday parties and like go home and see my dad and like hang out with my dog. And honestly, it's just been really good for me as a human to like get my head back in the right spot and not be too worn down going into this next chapter. So, I mean, there's nothing like too sparkly about that, but it's just been really good to just kind of be for a minute.
Next week is, and I know this because Kelsey is a FRIEND friend. It's her birthday next week.
Oh.
Kelsey, Kelsey will be turning 26 years old. What do you have any plans for your birthday, Kelsey?
Late 20s, guys. What's happened here? I'll be in London. I'm playing a show in Hyde Park. And so, I'll be in London, which will be cool.
In London with her collaborator, The Beatles.
Adele.
Oh. Boom.
Wow.
Paul McCartney.
Okay. I mean, please keep guessing just for my enjoyment.
Okay, we're going to play it now. This is a new one from Kelsey Ballerini called Homecoming Queen, which, by the way, if I can put a little plug in myself, one of the writers on this song is Nicole Galyon, and she's playing with us tonight. We're
That's
playing
right.
the State Fair tonight in Kansas, and Nicole Galyon's opening for us. So,
oh, my God.
It all ties to, and at one point, Kelsey was open to Force before she got way too big for us.
Yep, and
now
Kansas
she's a superstar.
Too.
Yeah, that's right.
You were my first ever tour. I'll never forget it.
Listen, Kelsey, good to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, bye-bye.
You too.
We've had a good show today, right, Amy?
Well, yeah, pretty good, but there's one thing we haven't gotten to.
What's that?
Therapy.
Oh, I did go to a therapist for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Not ever, but I went to a new therapist yesterday. And
brand
not
new.
Just any therapist. I went to, as I've talked about on the show, a relationship therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Amy, I walked into the room, and she had two chairs facing each other because she only usually does couples. Or she does the couple split and does them individually. Rarely does someone just go in to a relationship therapist that's not in a relationship at all, you know?
So what'd you say about that?
Well, she knew, because we had a little text conversation. I talked to her briefly on the phone, and I was recommended kind of to her. And for mm-hmm. both of us, I think it was kind of a new thing. But, you know, I go into these, I don't know, it's just always kind of awkward because I always feel like I have to be funny at first in a therapy session, like to make them like me. And I'm like, I'll be funny.
Yeah, but they're reading right through that.
I know. And she's like, you don't have to impress me.
Exactly.
She's like, we're not here. You have nothing to prove to me. And so we talk for a bit and it's just, I always have to unpack that initial bag again, going to a new therapist where it's, okay, tell me about your family. And I'm, okay, well, she's like, tell me about your mom. I'm like, okay, well, my mom got pregnant when she was 15. She had me right when she turned 16. She had a lot of issues with substance and alcohol, and she died in her 40s, and she really wasn't around a whole lot emotionally. She's like, okay, well, tell me about your dad. I'm like, well, he really wasn't around at all. He left when I was 5 or 6 years old. And she's like, okay, I think we figured it out. She goes, we got a lot of work to do. But basically it's because I've been in, how many healthy relationships have been in, Amy, since you've known me?
One, two, three, four. I don't know. Four?
Maybe
five?
Four. Two strong ones.
Yeah.
But a couple other like
mm-hmm.
B-level relationships. And so she's like, well, you know, here's what you're probably doing in all your relationships. You're probably sabotaging them all, huh? I'm like, how do you know that? So I say to her, like, how did you jump from A to Z so quick? And she's like, well, what happens with you, I would imagine. And she's saying this too. She's like, this is my theory from talking to you for 25 minutes. She's like, you never had consistent love in your life. You never got close to people. And anyone you got close to, they all left every time, every single time. If it was your mom, if it was your real dad, if it was this person, like every single person that ever had a close relationship, but they all left. So you expect everyone's going to leave. So you don't want to get close and vulnerable because you expect they're going to leave you too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, take all my money. I would take here. That's it. Like, how do I fix it? She's like, well, that will take a long time.
Right. So, because that part you've heard before and you know, but like, how is she going to help you navigate through that?
Great question.
This is going to take a while, like you say.
It's going to take a while, but that first session is mm-hmm. always the get to know. It's like a first date. It's like a really expensive first date, too. So
I know. And isn't it so awkward at the end when you have to pay?
And I thought I'd paid online ahead of time, so I was just bebopping mm-hmm. out of the room. I was like, all right, got my therapy in for the day. And she's like, oh, you gotta give me that credit card. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were friends. I just poured my soul out to you, but you want to get paid? And so I would have rather just her to keep my credit card number and swipe it and do the thing. And then, but I'm such a big advocate of therapy. And if you're, you know, if your company, I never went to therapy. I didn't know what it was really until I realized my insurance paid for it, you know, 10 years or so ago. And I was like, oh, check this out. And then I loved it. And I think that if you can go to therapy, if you can afford it, it is such a valuable tool. And she was like, well, what happened with the last therapist? I was like, well, it was like 45 minutes away. I said, and that's not an excuse. I don't believe in excuses. I said, for me, you know, life is priorities. And I guess it just wasn't a priority. She goes, yeah, you know, she was feeling that. But also she's like 5 blocks from my house. And I was like, it's a priority now. Because I can just drive right down. But it's good. Anything you want to know?
Yeah. When are you going back?
Well, we made a second appointment. I'm going back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Hey, easy. I'm gone. I'm in New York a lot of next week. And then she's out. And then, so yeah, I'm going back after the, I guess the 18th. So doing a thing with John Party that day. I've planned the Opry that night and have therapy at 2:15 on the 18th. Oh. So 2 weeks from yesterday. or day before. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hmm.
So I'm going to go back. I'm going to try to.
And then how often are you going to try to go? Every 2 weeks or
no,
just as much as you can?
Every week if I can.
Okay, gotcha.
But there are certain weeks that I'm just gone.
No, that makes sense. What about, can you do like Skype sessions?
I can, but I just don't want to pay money to Skype.
I know, but I feel
like being like, do you want to see my...
The more consistent you are...
You're right.
And she just said it's going to take a while, so why
a lifetime.
Put it
you're
off?
Never fixed.
Oh.
It's a lifetime thing. But I know. She was like, I would imagine that... You know, and then we get into the whole talk about, I've just decided that I'm just going to be lonely my whole life. And she's like, do you have family? And I was like, nope, not really. Like, I'm not close to my sister anymore. And I don't really have parents. So I'm kind of just rolling solo. And I don't even really, I mean, I don't have any family that I am close to. And she was like, yeah, this is going to be a bit. I'm like, yeah. Just the thought, even like dating somebody, and I don't even understand what it's like to be even kind of an adult and have family at all. I just haven't had family in so long that I don't even know what that feels like to have family of any kind that I'm close to. And so, you know,
well, we're your family,
but you're really not. Like you are, and you are. I mean, you're probably the person I'm closest to. But even then, you know, there's a difference. I don't really have a family. On Thanksgiving and Christmas, I just sit at home and go, no, don't have a family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. We always invite you, though.
I know. I'm just trying to get somebody pregnant. That way I got a family built in.
Stop.
Keep at it. You'll get there.
Well, I'm not at it, really. but that was yesterday.
I'm trying to think if I have any other questions. I mean, I know that I have more questions, but I guess they're just going to come as the therapy continues.
Yeah. And I wore, I was just going to wear shorts and some flip-flops, but I felt like I needed to press a little bit. So I wore jeans and a little button-up. Oh. No khakis, but a little jeans and button-up. So that was my therapy.
Is she single?
Well,
I don't know. She's like 60.
Oh, I didn't know her age. How
hilarious.
You can't
date your therapist anyway. 2 years after you...
Oh, you looked into that?
Well, on that show with Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Veep?
No. The
Old Adventures of New Christine.
Yeah, there's like a therapist. Her brother's a therapist, and there's a whole storyline. That's where I learned it.
Oh, okay.
From a sitcom.
Okay, so.
Yes. Oh, I'm done. Wow. If you're done, I'm done.
Okay, well, now that I know you can't date her, done.
She's also 60, and I'm not trying to date my therapist.
Does she give you stuff to work on when you leave?
Well, I asked for that. I'm like, I always want to take a step in a direction.
Yeah.
It can even be the wrong direction. I just always want to keep moving and working toward a goal. Not just this goal where my therapy, but work. Like I'm always aimed at something. And because it wasn't a real, we went in, know what we're going to do. She was like, I just want you to make sure that you don't stop coming, because I can see where if it starts to get a little too close, you'd be like, you know, I'm going to check out and find an excuse for it. She's like, don't find an excuse, just show up. And I was like, got it. She was like, treat this like work. You work harder than anybody. That she's like, just treat this like this. And I was like, all right.
Oh yeah, that's a way to get you to do something. Tell you work. It's work.
Yeah. Then I'm like, oh, I gotta go every day. I gotta go every day. I gotta, gotta train for it.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, tonight Eddie and I will be Hutchinson, Kansas.
Yeah.
Right outside of Wichita for the Kansas State Fair. You guys should come out if you want to come. Doing comedy in St. Louis tomorrow night. The show is completely sold out. So that the St. Louis one is. The fair one, I think it's just open grounds.
Right.
It'll be like Woodstock, just 10 million people.
And my kids already asked for fair food, so.
And you're going to bring it back in the bus.
Bring them fair food.
All right. The Bobby Bone Show. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Eddie and I are playing tonight in Hutchinson, Kansas, right outside of Wichita for the Kansas State Fair. The Raging Idiots are playing tonight. It's us, Nicole Galyon, big songwriter, musician in town, and Emma Klein playing at the fair tonight.
Yeah.
So if you're up and you want to come, we'd love to see you tonight. And then tomorrow night we're doing a comedy show in St. Louis. So that's where we are. We're actually, moving around right now, getting ready for that. Amy is in Los Angeles right now.
Yes.
And so you did the Trish Yearwood show last night. What's up this weekend?
I did. It was so fun. Well, I'm going to just stay here and hang out for a little bit with our friend Mary and then fly home in the morning. So get one little night, a girl's night.
Yeah. Well, appreciate everybody. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. You can check out anything you missed at bobbybones.com. We got another draft coming up on Tuesday of next week.
What is that going to be?
Well, we were talking about this.
Things that rhyme with Tuesday.
Ooh. That's kind of funny.
H-O-E-Tuesday.
Cashews Day.
Housewife's going booze day.
Yeah.
Tattoos Day.
Yeah. We were thinking about either food combos, for example.
Frosty and fries.
Peas and carrots.
Sure.
Give me another example.
Chicken and waffles, donuts and coffee.
Oh, my
gosh.
It
could be any food. Like, we're thinking about food combos, or I'm also
thinking... Mac and cheese, is that one?
Yep, sure.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese, it's a combo.
Okay.
Or, I was thinking about, like, greatest duos of all time, since Ronnie Dunn was in Today.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And it can be any kind of duo.
Mm.
Even a food duo?
It can be whatever you want. The only rules are what's said in the statement.
So, so not just musical duo?
No. Any
like
duo.
Like Batman and Robin.
Okay. So, we have a draft coming up on Tuesday.
Okay.
Get that rocking. So, the next week will be good. Next week will be fun. Appreciate everybody. We'll see you guys on Monday's show. Tell your friends about us if you don't mind. Post us on your Insta story if you listen to the show on the podcast. Bye, everybody. Oh, yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.